Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ruben. How are you doing, Abdul? Good morning.
I'm good, Ruben. How are you? You know, it's one thing about me. I insist. When I call, I insist on somebody to answer the phone. I insist. I've been calling. The call dropped twice. I call again. I don't know.
I was on a call. I did see you call in, so I missed you for a second.
That is good. I just called. Yeah, for a few seconds. Ruben, what I did is I got a fire number. It's 614-444, if you want to write it down. Hold on.
Uh-huh, 614-444.
Okay, and it went, I paid $20 to Google, for Google Voice. I forgot her name, but she helped me a lot to take care of the,
domain verification?
So I gave this number to my dispatcher, and she already looked for all towing companies in Columbus, and she have a towing list ready. We called, and we got some of them, we got the rates for them, and the dispatcher is already on the clock. So I have nothing for her to do right now, you know, by making the process more efficient. So I need, remember the landing page? I need it, but in Columbus, not in Houston. So because I figured when I log into Local Splash and she log into Local Splash too, we get confused about the calls. We don't know where the call coming from. So let's identify the call, because she will run Columbus. I will be taking care of Dayton. But the first week we do Dayton, and then I'll move to Cincinnati, or I'll expand it to Cincinnati that way. And she take care of the other side.
Okay, so we're going to create a separate campaign for Columbus?
Yes, sir. We're going to make a campaign for Columbus. You guys take care of the landing page. By Friday, please have it done. And then, because the dispatcher, she's already on the clock. So, and then make sure there is no, the customer have, like, there is reviews and everything. Just like my main page, maybe a little bit, like, more simpler than that. That's more simple. Provide the services like as a quick list, but with the small pictures. I don't know, something landing page, not a whole website, but landing page close to my main page. You know, like same concept. I don't want to say the same thing, but same concept.
Gotcha.
So get that together. We put her number on there, so people on Columbus know that we are local. You know, now we can use Local Splash. Now we do what you guys specify in doing. Not no 800 number, no, no. So I have the number. It's not spam or nothing. It says Columbus, Ohio. It's a nice number. So when she calls, we're going to look like an actual towing company who located in Columbus.
Okay.
You get the number, right? 614-444-5145.
5145. Yes, I got the number here. So just to be clear, Abdul, so this number, do you want us to put it on the landing page, or do you want us to create a call tracking number and send them over here?
To be honest with you, I have no idea, but we could do, I don't know, what you think? Should we put an 800 number on there, or just keep the 614?
Well, I mean, it could be either.
I think it's more efficient to call the main number quick, right?
Yeah. I mean, even if it's a local number.
No. I think we have to make another number, like local 614. I'll tell you what. She gets off at 4. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I would be taking care of her phone number from 4 to 9. So I want it to be transferred to my number after that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, in
so
that case.
So we have to get a contract in for that, right?
We would need to get a call tracking number. It could be a 614. Number as well. I can look for a good one, and we can basically send them over there, and then just send them over to your phone number directly.
After 4.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do. We don't need 888 because it's most likely gonna look like a spam. I think you guys specify in six, like in local numbers, right? It's more. And you give me more guarantee on a local number, right?
100%. Local numbers, you can text local numbers. They're they're certified, so they're much better for the call tracking number.
And they will not show up as a spam, because I got a Google Voice yesterday, and the first call I made, before I even pay, I just select $20, payment plan, standard, and then when I, the first call I made, it says Columbus, Ohio. So I needed to show like this, Columbus, Ohio, not no spam risk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, like we said, the we use a local area code. That's going to be the case, right? It's usually the toll-free numbers that give us a lot of issues. Okay.
And you search for a number, send me option. You're free, right?
I can go ahead. I need to create the other profile before I search. So I would just need to, I would just need a, if it's okay with you, I would need a few hours.
That's cool, but I don't need to log in to her profile, right? I just need the calls to be transferred after 4 to mine, and then it will come to my actual phone number, right? So I don't need to, do I have to log in to the same profile or different profile of Local Splash? How we can do that? Like two profiles, she's logged into one, I log into one, or we're going to have to log into the same one?
Good question. So for example, if you want her to have access, let's say, to everything that the app has, but you don't want it to interfere, let's say, with the phone calls, you would give her access to the hub, which is the website, right? The my.localsplash.com. I'm going to send the information over. So basically she has full access to all the data, right? The only thing that's not there are the phone calls. So the phone calls are not transferred through that platform, just through the app. So if we're going to send them directly to the phone number, right, the plan is sending it directly to the phone number. So that way the app doesn't interfere. And then after 4, it would be sent to your number directly. It wouldn't be coming in through the app like this one's. Let me just send you the info here. Just give me a second.
So she will have a whole different profile, though.
It's the same one. I mean, it looks the same. It's just like we said, it's not an app. They would need to open Google Chrome or a browser itself.
Yeah, just because that's what she, everything she do is on her laptop or iPad. So
then it's much better for her if we use the website, the my.localsplash.com. The username would be your phone number. And I see you changed the password at some point. Do you recall what it is, or should I reset it?
Oh, I changed the password. Maybe I change it too, so I can give it to somebody. But yeah, you can change it.
I'll reset it then. Just give me a second.
So let me get this straight. When the 888 number, it will ring on the app. If we have two leads at the same time, like sometimes it be like that. You never know what's gonna happen. So let's say worst case scenario, we have two leads at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get the 888 number, it ring on my end, and then if somebody called the 614, it rings on her. It will not ring on my end.
No, if it's before 4. It wouldn't ring on your phone number, right? Now, if it's after 4...
I know, but I still got the 888 number.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the 888 number is going to ring through the app.
Through the app.
Uh-huh, correct.
And then when I log into her phone, like when I log into her, do I have to log to her profile? Do I have to log in through a different phone number and use the app, or I have to use the web? Because I'm not all the time, I'm going to be on my phones. I got 2 phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, through the app, you'll be able to switch profiles, right? It's just,
okay, so I can have my phone, 2 phones, I can have profiles. I know where the call coming from.
Yeah, I mean, you can switch profiles on the app. Even if you switch profiles, they're not going to be, the ones for the Columbus number, they're not going to be coming in through the app, right? They're just going to be
remember,
the phone number.
Yeah, but remember when you told me, like, it's not good to have the app open on 2 phones? Is that going to affect that or no?
No, that's if it's the same phone, you could do it through the app. If it's going to be a different phone, then do it through the website, right? I sent you a link right now, which is the my.localsplash.com. You know, usually, my customers, they create a little shortcut on their phone. So it works just like an app, but it does it through the browser.
And it rings when somebody calls, it rings?
No. Well, I mean, no, it doesn't ring through the website, right, or through the app.
It will just get directed to the phone number I have on there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think it's better to log in on the app on one phone and then log in on the site on a different phone.
Yes, that would be the best way to do it. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I just sent you the text message there. Did you get it?
You can log into your account. It says username and password. So username is 937-929-9915, and then the password?
Password is all lowercase, one word, top social. Top social.
Okay.
One word, all lowercase, please. No spaces.
TOPSOCIAL.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says submitting.
Did I let you in?
It says authorization in progress. Either I don't know if it's my network or I don't know what's going on. Yep, I'm in.
You're in now? Okay. Perfect. So you see, most of the features are there, right? She can practically do anything that she needs to. Of course, the calls are going to be reflecting under leads as well. So we can just keep an eye out on that.
What can I do? You know how to do, I forget. What can I do? The shortcut. But this, I don't need to do a shortcut right now because this is for the main one, right? It's for the first profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for the main one. But I can show you. I can show you how to add a shortcut so you can let her know. You know, are you using Google Chrome or are you using Safari?
Safari.
Okay. So if you hit the little share button, the very bottom, you should see a few options there. There's one that says add to home screen. After the emails and the text messages, it says add to home screen.
Got it. So, yes. So the app will be for the dating, and then I'm going to do the website for the Columbus, and then after four, it should ring on my end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes, but it's gonna ring in as a regular phone call, right? Not through the app. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, you can give me a nice phone number whenever you're ready. In a couple hours, I'm expect a call back from you. And then the landing page. Last time they took forever. Just please push on them for 2 days now.
Mm-hmm.
So
we can,
because the dispatcher is already hired and she's getting paid for early, and there's nothing for her to do because all the stuff I asked her to do, it takes like couple hours to get it done, and she already did it.
Let's get her busy. I'm gonna talk to my web developers. They were a little ahead on the landing page we were creating, so I'm just gonna see if we can just use that and just make the necessary adjustments. Okay.
Yeah, let them make one, and then we talk about the adjustments. So I can go ahead and today I get charged the $149, I guess, right? Or tomorrow.
Well, it's set up to be charged tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And then, And then Friday or Monday, I will be paying for the ads in Columbus. So let them create the campaign, make everything, set up a budget of $25 a day, or $30 a day, but don't run it yet.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Would this campaign just be in Columbus, or do you want any specific zip codes for this campaign?
So what we did is 1500 Polaris Parkway. That's a mall in Columbus. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take that mall as it's close to downtown. So we're going to take that mall as a reference.
Okay. How far out from there?
Let me see how far from downtown Polaris. Polaris far. Okay. We could do, like, from downtown Columbus, could do 30 miles radius.
30 mile radius from downtown.
30 miles radius from downtown, $30 a day.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll go ahead, just work on the profile, like we said, so I can generate that number. And I'll reach out to you, Abdul, so we can just get on the same page with that. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. So the main cities, if you want to write them down.
Mm-hmm.
We got to cover Westerville, Dublin, Hilliard, Grove City, and Galloway.
Huh?
But it will be like from actually downtown Columbus or Ohio State University. Yeah, we can use Ohio State University as a reference. Ohio State University is in downtown.
Okay.
So we use the address of Ohio State University, which is... Ohio State University, Columbus. Not the University Airport.
Is it 281 West Lane Avenue?
281 West Lane Avenue. Is it downtown? It's not downtown, right?
No, not really. It's a little... Well, I mean...
I mean, it's going to cover that area anyway, so let's do it from downtown.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll set up the midpoint downtown, and we can do it from there.
Let me see this one really quick.
Downtown Columbus 43215. I see that's the zip code for downtown.
Can you look up a place called Kahwa House? Q A H W A H. Q-A-H-W-A-H.
Uh-huh.
House Coffee.
Got it here.
I think
uh-huh.
that's downtown, right?
Yep, that's downtown.
Let's use the address. 30 miles radius.
Okay.
$30 a day.
Sounds good. I'll go ahead and work on setting that up then. And like I said, I'll as soon as I have the profile ready, I'll reach back out so we can... Just get on the same page.
It's a number and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Ruben.
All right. Well, thank you for the time there, Abdul. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. I'll talk to you in a bit, okay? I appreciate the patience.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a good one there. Bye-bye.
You too.